And now for some of your feedback. A number of you wrote in after John Itzde's report about wounded American soldiers recuperating at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center. And this note came from Kimberly Field in Columbia, South Carolina. She writes, I found myself unexpectedly sobbing as I listened to Brandon Erickson describe the events surrounding the loss of his arm while under attack in Iraq. I realized my tears were not only for the young man speaking, but for all the people in the armed forces and their families who were struggling with incredible loss. And we got some emotionally charged letters about our interview with Senator Joe Biden this past week. Thomas B. Cratty wrote in to accuse me of being the Democratic Party shill of the week and claimed that the interview gave Biden, quote, launching platforms for anti-Bush propaganda. Anand Rajaraman listened to the same interview and thought we were tough on Senator Biden, but he had his own complaint. He said, I, quote, dropped the ball spectacularly when I interviewed a Republican guest, David Dreyer, the head of the transition team for California Governor-elect Arnold Schwarzenegger. Anand Rajaraman writes, you must bring ferocity to the interviews in equal measure. We, evil liberals, are listening. Anand, meet Thomas. Thomas, meet Anand. Talk amongst yourselves, would you? And please send your comments to watc@npr.org. Tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name. And please also include a phone number.